and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We really value your time, your energy, your participation, even if silent. You're a big part of this show and the reason for it happening. And I'd like now to introduce Lisa Jaya Waters, who's been with us before and is returning again. She was so popular last time, and you're about to see why. And I asked her, you know, what's new, what's hot, you know, what's your most important message? And she paused for just a nanosecond and said, living with radical joy. So that's what tonight's show is going to be all about. And if you have questions, if she can help you personally, please, please go ahead and start submitting your questions through the webcast page, and we'll probably be able to take a few callers, but mostly webcast participants. Okay? So will you join me now in welcoming Lisa Jaya Waters? Lisa, welcome.
Hi, Jacqueline. I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me again. And hello, everybody on the call. Hi, everyone. So glad to be back.
And we're happy to have you. Lisa, I think many know you, but perhaps you can just give us a little bit of background on what happened, what brought you to this place, and what's really important for you now.
Yeah, Jacqueline, you know, I think it's a whole life. You know, how each little thing we do in life is like one stone that we lay on the path. And sometimes we don't really see where it's all going, but there's a level of, okay, well, I'm going to put this stone down and then the next stone. And we end up walking. And that's pretty much what happened through my life. I just went through life and was adding one stone and one stone. And then I don't know how many years back, it all fell together. And it all came together out of a pretty traumatic, probably one of the most traumatic years of my life. And out of that, I really got a divine download that pulled together all those steps that I had been, you know, laying in my normal life's journey. And it just came together in such a beautiful way that has ended up being a profound, I never envisioned it would be so profound in serving people and helping people on their path and helping them, I don't know, the way I say it is empower into their full flowering and just, you know, launching forth. And it just brings me so much joy every single day. I just get so many feedback, and that's what I'm a positive feedback person, so hearing back from everyone is, you know, how this work has changed their life, even in just minutes, just blows me away sometimes. I'm like, wow. And I think that was the thing that's up for me this year. And if you think about what happened, we had the year 2012, right, the end of the year where all that light was flooded into the planet. Okay, and that, well, you know what happens when you flood in light, it just pulls up to the surface everything that isn't resonant with that light, which is kind of the murky stuff. So 2013, I think for myself, and I think for other people that I worked with regularly, was a murky year where we pulled up a bunch of stuff that we could see and move on through, and so we could move closer into this new light experience that came through that December 2012. And then I was praying, I guess it was in December. I'm always in communication with my light team. I would think my light team, I call them my mentors, basically. We work in very direct communication almost now. They keep telling me that it's almost like a merging, and I haven't wrapped my head around it. They laugh every time they try to explain it to me. I'm like, I don't get it yet. But I was communicating with them, and I was like, you know, guys, okay, wow, I took a major, you know, the last 2 years have been a major frequency leap for me, and I deal in frequency, but I'm ready for the next leap. I felt this urging inside, like, okay, ready now, ready to take another major jump. And how do I do that, light team? How do I do that? And what do I do? Because I know all about raising frequency, and I've teach that. And I'm doing so much if you just see all the things or think of all the things that I do in one day for my benefit and my frequency. It's amazing. But I was like, okay, yeah, still ready for the next leap. And what came back instantly was radical joy. And I was like, okay, let me explore that. Let me think about that. And so along the way, I've just had some amazing, you know, this has been 2014, a year of discovering that radical joy and what it means in practical day-to-day moments.
Why don't you describe that to us? What do you mean by radical joy?
Awesome. Okay, I'd love to. You know, I think one of the best examples would be, this is on a very practical level, and I can give you the high, kind of, I call it the 50,000 foot view of that, or I can come down and give you the 5-inch view. And I think I'm going to start with the 5-inch view, meaning right here with us at this moment, happened on Wednesday. And Jacqueline, it started out by my very first client. Somehow we messed on the time. I don't even know what happened, but literally we went over for 20 minutes, and I never do that. Suddenly I'm 20 minutes. So I'm rushing to my next client, and they were confused because I'm never late. And so that happened. And then right after that client, I went to, which was a recovery moment to make that recover that without getting stressed. But then I went right after that to the gas station to get gas, and I wanted to get my car washed, but the machine wouldn't, for some reason, record my car wash, and I got a flash saying, you have to go talk to the cashier. So then I walked to the cashier, and I explained, I want a car wash, but for whatever reason, the pump didn't do it. So he said, okay, well, you need to do it here. So I did it here, and he goes, uh-oh, I just stopped your pump. I'm like, oh, he goes, I think you're going to have to start over again. I went outside, and sure enough, my pump was all messed up, so I had to restart up that pumping action. And then I went to get my car washed, and I sat between behind two cars, and then I went to go in, and the machine wouldn't work for me. So I had to, like, leave my car running, run back in, get the guy to come back out and give me, I mean, it was just like, you know, a series of
a crazy
mishaps
day.
After mishaps. And then the final one, just so everyone could get a big laugh, is I went to my final client and I broke her toilet when I was using her toilet, and this has happened. This has, like, happened repeatedly. And, I mean, I was like, and even, Jacqueline, I even preempted it when I walked in. I said, okay, now is that toilet okay? Because I know the last time I used it, I broke it. You know, and she said, oh, it's all fixed. All is good. And sure enough, it broke. And so, I mean, I just died laughing. It became a day of where each thing I could see, wow, like a part of me wanted to start rising with the heat, right, of the frustration of each little thing. And I just was like, yeah, well, that's a choice I can make, but no, I'm not going to go there. And I just went to this place, and it was an amazing experience. I definitely call it a light team experience, where I had a way of existing in two places where I could see the frustration starting to rise and then making a conscious choice with my mind, hey, I'm not going to choose that. And at the same time, there is a place inside me, just, you know, behind the heart or just behind where that frustration could be arising emotionally. And it was a place of just pure joy. It was pure joy. Pure amusement, pure laughter at everything that was going on. And it was so beautiful because I was given a choice. Which one am I going to choose? And I chose
the choice.
So
that sounds to be, so you have the intention, and then you're making conscious choices. And probably being with us tonight gave you a day of testing and opportunities to practice.
Right, and that's the 5-inch view of radical joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the 50,000-foot view starts to look different, where it's in a way it's similar, but where you start noticing, and this is just what was arising for so many of my clients this year. We just had some fantastic successes of saving a marriage. A couple that had been dating were they were not married, but they were teetotaling with whether they, it was very tense moments, and we could just help them walk through it, and we did it by really helping them understand that, you know, that, that concept that life is going to come, it's going to happen, it's going to be pleasant in moments, it's going to be unpleasant in moments, but can you maintain in those unpleasant moments, can you find a way in that trigger moment to actually look and find something of joy in that instant. And then from that, grab a hold of that joy and hold on. And it's just, you know, I could go on. I don't want to spend the whole call on that, but we had so many profound testimonials as clients coming back and saying, wow, this, we were in this situation, and I did it. And one time, one of my clients said, she said, I just looked at his shirt. That's all it took. And I loved his shirt. And I got so happy smiling seeing his shirt that I could tune out all of the intensity of the, you know, the words between them. And she just focused on that shirt and could put a smile on her face and diffuse the situation to where they could actually stop and communicate.
Got it. So I think, you know, pulling from what you said before, that the joy is really within us. It's a matter of reaching it, choosing it, and activating it. Is that correct?
Yes. And the biggest piece, because it's almost like it doesn't need to be activated. It's almost always there, but a lot of times it's covered up and not seen. So it's a matter of really just, like you said, being able to look in for that moment and see, wow, it's there, and then choose it. It's the choosing. And it's really saying, to your beingness, it's really saying that, you know, there is another way. I can have another choice. I can. And so we create practices. I've created practices where we build up the skill set for the mind and the neural pathways to be reframed and changed, and using neuroplasticity. So there's really some cool things that go on with that. But in basic essence, it's yes, looking in, recognizing that it's there, and then choosing it.
I'm having an idea right now. I'm wondering if you could lead us in something like a meditation, holding the frequency of joy, and just helping us all come on the same page together, because I'm already getting lots of questions, and some people are bringing up some pretty painful circumstance. So I'm wondering if we could...
I'd love to.
I think it's really a meditation, but I think it's also holding the frequency and extending the invitation so that as many of us as possible here together can experience this.
I would love to. And I want to call in my team and kind of set up the call. So, everyone, so first of all, I'm going to start to call in my team. Oh, hello, my team. There they are. Some of you that are sensitive might start to feel that coming in. Then if you can find a comfortable position where your body is at ease, you can be laying down, you can sit, you can even be standing. I would just not do this fully if you're multi-processing and need to be multi-processing, like maybe cooking or operating heavy equipment or driving. Just know that you're still going to receive the frequency, and you can also listen on the replay. But those of you that are in a place where it's appropriate for you to be at ease, go ahead and let your body find a position you can hold for a couple of minutes completely at ease, because that creates a space and an opening for your body to receive. Palms can rest upwards, either on the beside you or on your thighs. And then I just want you to all remember that essence of grounding by feeling your feet, by feeling your hands, by remaining connected with your hands, your feet, perhaps your breath. And then, light team, we're going to start that frequency now. It actually has already started officially. I want to start that. And we're going to ask that any of the Ascended Masters, Archangelic Realm, Angelic Realm, guides or multidimensional beings that are working in the highest divine light that are not part of my light team. So go ahead and come on in that are going to serve us on this call tonight. Ooh, another strong layer. Ooh, very, very strong. Beautiful. And then I would like also to be held now in a bubble, all of us on the call, the whole call, everyone, and every molecule within this space to be held in a bubble of the highest divine source energy. So only the highest divine is allowed in this call, in this space, in this time. Awesome. So, light team, let's start to flow that frequency. And everyone, just allow yourself to open and receive it. And, light team, we, of course, don't want to cause harm or overload to anyone's self-structure, which is your physical body, vital body, mental body, and emotional body, or your fibers, or anyone's fibers, light team, but we want to really open up that valve now of frequency and just wash through everyone on this call, wash through the whole call, wash like a wave. Just feel that high, high frequency washing in for everyone. That's it, just washing that in, light team. That's beautiful. Thank you. Washing that in. High, high frequency, light team, and you can experience. And we want to really bring in also that frequency of joy this evening. As we are speaking about radical joy today, this evening. So just letting that frequency also flow in. And just washing everyone with that beautiful high frequency light team and that frequency of joy. Ooh, there we go, like a wave washing through everyone. High, high frequency light team, high, high frequency, that's wonderful. And then if you're either seated or lying, either way, or standing, begin to feel your feet again. If you've lost a feeling of your feet or awareness, feel your hands again. Watch your breath. Watch the rising and falling of the breath. That's beautiful. Thank you, IT. That's awesome. And then slowly open your eyes, and as you open your eyes, if you close them, notice the room. Just notice the room around you, the space around you, how it has a slightly different feeling. Perhaps sharpness, more light, more vibrant. From our brief moment of centering and frequency. And if you felt something interesting, I would love to hear. If you wouldn't mind writing in, that would be wonderful.
Do we need a moment to integrate, or
I pretty much bring that through when I have you feel your feet and your hands and then slowly open your eyes. So I think we're good. I feel ready.
Okay. Let me just check some of the questions.
Sure.
Also, let me see if we've got any feedback yet. Someone is writing in that there was a sound issue. I had a sound issue also, but I think you were just taking a moment. Okay, Jay writes in and says, you are fading out a little bit. Jay writes in and says, how to keep the joy when it leaves. I feel joy, but then I fall into despair.
Right. That's actually very, very good question. Thank you so much for asking that. If it feels like I'm fading, sometimes when I'm doing the frequency, I let myself and let my voice drop a bit. So that might be what you're experiencing. Let me know if now anybody is not hearing me or if I'm fading. That's part, I think, from my frequency. Okay, what to do? Good question. Good question. So first of all, what I have my clients do and what I have myself do is to acknowledge the feeling that I'm having at that moment. Okay? Whether it be frustration, whether it be anger at that moment, whether it be sadness, whether it be whatever there is being triggered in me. The statement that I use is I call it let it rip and then let it RIP. Meaning that you first need to acknowledge it and you need to allow it to have an expression in you. It's not something you need to express out to another person, but it is something to allow in you. Then what will happen is if you, I don't know if any of you guys know, but they have done research and said that if you will fully have your emotion, whatever is arising, 100% allow it, not judge it, not try to stop it, but allow it, it's in a pure emotional sense, it only lasts 90 seconds. Now, I know that's hard to imagine, but I have tested it repeatedly. I mean, now hundreds of times with my clients and with myself, and it's pretty true. It doesn't last long, but you have to be able to be brave to have it. Then after you start to feel it fading, so when you fully let it rip, I call it, and then let it RIP, in that RIP, I thank it. I have gratitude for it. I never, ever judge that something's wrong, that I'm having that. And then I start asking myself, okay, so I've had that. Do I want to stay here? Or is it a choice then for me to start moving back into joy? And there's many ways to move back into joy, and that's something, you know, we'll learn later. Or that's what I'm going to help you guys learn, some of you that are interested in studying with me more. But and you probably have your own ways to get there because you've already been there, and so you've been there before. So there are many ways you can reach back into joy. And I think probably the fastest way, everyone, is gratitude for whatever's arising, even if it's not pleasant. But the point is, it's so important to have it. Whatever you're doing is allow that, let it rip, and then let it RIP. And then with gratitude, you can make that choice and to start moving back and doing the things you need to do to help yourself get back to joy. I hope that helps.
Thank you. And Jay, feel free to respond to us. I'm seeing all the questions come in, so let us know if that helped you.
Thank you.
And here's another question. I won't read it in full. It's from Kathy. And what she says is she feels like she's finally reached the end, that her path has been so challenging for so long, and no matter what she seems to do, you know, it seems to be creating more and more suffering in her body. And I'm paraphrasing a bit here, but, you know, at a rather despairing point and, you know, acknowledging that that's a long distance from radical joy. So that would be an enormous shift. Is there anything that you can share to help her?
What is her name again?
Kathy.
Kathy. Okay, so Kathy, yeah, I understand that place. And in fact, Kathy, I want you to know that I've worked with people that are last stage cancer, okay, that are really at the place of truly leaving life, okay? And what I would say as I check in is that when we, yeah, sweetie, I feel it. Oh, I feel it, sweetie. So just for a moment, I'm just going to pull. And this is for everybody in the call. So if I do something for one person, know that all of you are going to receive as well the same frequency. So light team, I just want to work with Kathy here for a moment and for her last, you know, really feeling at the last place. And then for everyone that has something inside of you that you're just thinking, I just can't, it just is sticking around. It's not going away and I can't move through it. So this is for everybody that has that. And then also for Kathy. So we're just going to pull that light team. We're just going to flood in some frequency now of hope that, that
Lisa.
Yeah.
Would it help you to know where she's from, or do you have a, you know, a good connection with her now?
Yeah, I have a connection.
Okay,
I actually don't even know her name, but I want her to know that I love her and that I'm acknowledging it, because I can. I, as soon as you ask it, I'm right there with her. So, and again, I'm with everybody. So I want you, everyone, to know. And it's light team is actually the frequency is. So light team, we're just going to go in now. We're just going to pull up now. Pull all this up and out, all of this despair out, all of this, what's blocking being able to see hope, okay? That I want to pull out for everyone. Hope if with a particular issue for those of you that are on the call, or for any of you like Kathy, feel everything. Is nothing is there for you of hope. So we're going to pull all that up and out, 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 all that up. There you go, Kathy. Pull all that up and out. Just open and receive and let it move through. Let it move out. Pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. There you go. All that up and out. All that up and out, 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 there we go, all that up, there we go, whoo, all that up and out, 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 that's for everyone. Pull all that up and out, 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 there we go, all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. All that up and out, 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 and move it up into God's furnace above us, where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remagnetized back to Kathy. To anyone else on this call live or that will listen to this in the future, and myself included. Yeah, so Kathy, you know, we could spend a lot of time, I could spend a lot of time with you, and maybe by some grace I might have that chance. But if not, you should feel a little bit lighter now. Also, what I want, I think what would be helpful for you, and I think for everybody, is in those moments, is to find one thing that we're grateful for even if it's one thing as a simple little thing of, I can take a sip of water still. I can go and take some water and at least put water in my body. Or I can go and know that I have at this place a place over my head. I have a place that I can be in and live. Or there is one person in my life. So one thing, just one thing of gratitude. Just find one, even the most simple of thing that you can still swallow, that you can drink some water, that, you know, I don't know your particular situation, but for everyone, find one thing of gratitude and let that become a mantra for you. Or a mantra means something you repeat in your mind over and over again, and just focus completely and only on that one thing of gratitude. And what that one thing of gratitude does, it creates a crack. Where there's so much darkness, it brings a crack of light, and it starts opening up that light, and that's all light needs is just a crack. And then you open that up, and as soon as you open that up, even just a tiny crack, it will pour in. And ask your light team. We all have light teams, every one of us. We have light teams that support us. You are supported, even if it doesn't feel like it at times. But know that you are. You have to, if not, trust me in that, because I see all of your light beings. I see them. So they are there supporting you. So just, if not your belief, take my belief, use the energy of my belief for you, and just ask one thing of gratitude, creates a crack where light can come in, and ask your light team to bring in and help, come in and help you. And that's what they need, is the help, asking from you with that crack of light, that space that you've created for light with your gratitude. So, sweet Kathy, I hope that helps you feel a little bit lighter, and I hope everyone else on the call felt some kind of relief from your place of where you feel like you're hitting a wall in your life.
Thank you, Lisa. That was really beautiful. And, Kathy, feel free to let us know. And remember, Jay, we talked to just a moment ago, who asked the question about how to keep the joy when it leaves.
Yes.
She wrote back to us and said, thank you for answering the question, but she's really not sure that gratitude is enough when her mood changes. She's asking if there's anything else. And I think you probably just addressed her question, but is there, with the answer for Kathy, but is there anything more? Can you specifically tune into her? And
yeah,
for anyone else who may question?
Yeah, thank you, Jay, for writing back. And yeah, I definitely see Jay. What happens? Oh, it's such a beautiful question. Thank you, Jay, again, for re-asking, because it's going to open up another space. That I can explain another principle that is so important for all of us and for everyone on the call, Jay. And before I explain that principle, I just want to do a little frequency work for you and for everyone else when you feel that gratitude isn't enough. So we're just going to ask Light Team to come in and lift off. There's a little bit of anger there, Jay, in your field too. So I want to pull up some of that. So anywhere where anyone on the call, myself included, any of us have anything in our field that would block the potential for raising back up into joy, or if there's any kind of anger or anything in us that would prevent that, let's pull that off now. So we're just going to pull all that up and out, Light Team. We're going to have all, just going to flood in now to help pull that up. That's right, pull all that up and out, all that up and out. There we go, Jay, pull all that up and out. Just receive it and just open up to that. Pull all that up and out, all that up and out, all that up and out. Yeah, all that right there. It's like there's a little part of you that's really not happy. Like it really is, it is a little bit of anger mixed in with that unhappiness. Pull all that up and out. All that up and out, all that up and all that up and out, 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 all that up for everyone on this call, myself included, Light Team, pull all that up and out, 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 there we go, all that up and out, all that up and out, all that up and out. There we go, Jay. All that up and out, 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 all that up and out. And move that up into God's furnace above us where it can be burned up to the high consciousness frequency that serves all beings, that cannot be remagnetized. Back to Jay, anyone listening to this call live, myself included, or anyone listening in the future. So Jay and everyone, this is so profound, so please listen carefully, because if you guys understand this, I mean, it is a game changer. It is a life changer. And this is the deal. It's a neuroscience concept. We have what's called selective perception in the brain, okay? And so what happens is this. What we really believe, what we really feel, okay, our beliefs and our feelings that then give rise to emotions that we have, but what we hang on to, and then sometimes we ignore, and actually that becomes even more profoundly important for its capacity or what it's doing to create our life. So that's really important that you acknowledge everything that's happening and let it move through. But what we hold in our field, what we hold in our beliefs, what we feel, okay, and it's a feeling tone, it's an emotion, it's a belief. Our brain loves us, okay? It's like a machine programmed to help us. And the programming in the brain is this. Okay, So this is what you really believe? This is what you really feel? All right, I'm going to go out to the world and find evidence to prove you right. Okay? So your brain goes out, and it looks out there, and it finds 50, 100 every 5 seconds, it finds another incident, or it creates a situation, and it finds an incident that comes back and says, yes, you're right. There, yeah, I'm right. Yep, I'm right. See, I believe that, and there it is. I see proof of it again and again and again, right? So let me give a practical example. Suppose I'm just going to throw this out there. Suppose I am somebody who believes that I am not worthy. Okay, I am not worthy. Whatever reason I believe that about myself, I am not worthy. I am, you know, don't deserve to be loved. Okay, so what happens is I really feel that way. Now, maybe I might try to just think something different, but if I'm still holding it in my field and emotionally feeling it and believing it, okay, then what happens is my brain will go out there, and guess what it's going to see? The first thing is there's a woman holding a big sign that says, Lisa, you are not worthy, or you do not deserve, you know, that new house you want, right, or whatever. It's going to have a sign. Well, the crazy thing is, because, see, what we actually perceive is not exactly connected with the retina and what the retina is actually taking in, because our brain takes, there's too much stimuli. It cannot do it. So it selectively perceives, okay, what it chooses. Right next to that woman is this man that's holding a big sign up as well that says, Lisa, you are awesome, and yes, you deserve that house, and yes, you deserve that beautiful man in your life, right? But my brain won't see it. Literally, this is crazy, guys. It's science. This is not, we're not talking anything here, but that's been proven. Your brain will only look out and find the sign of the woman. Okay, my brain will only go out there and see that. That's the only one it'll see. It'll miss the other one right next to it. That's completely counter to that. And that actually would be leading me where I want to go. But because I don't have that belief in me, or I don't have that feeling in me, my brain cannot bring it in. Does that make sense? Can you kind of see that, Jacqueline? The profound power that we actually wield for our life. Does that help?
Just taking it in. And also, I was reading Jay's response. She wrote back to us a lovely thank you note and said, saying that she was very grateful for the clearing, and yep, she had anger. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Awesome, Jay.
And Jeanette writes in from Bedfordshire, and she's saying, how and why are some of us experiencing fifth dimension and light, but still experiencing pain? Is this pain for all time now?
Jeanette, is that her name?
Jeanette from Bedfordshire.
Yeah, Jeanette. Okay. Jeanette, I just answered that. Right? That is a perfect example. Did everyone hear that perfect example of that question? Right? Because somewhere inside, whether it's seen or unseen or known or unknown, something is held there that has the brain go out and find those experiences. So let me do something, Jeanette, and for everyone on the call that's experiencing any kind of pain, okay? Let me go. And no, Jeanette. And no, everyone, no, 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 no. Everything is changeable. It's not for a lifetime. It's not something you have to live with. You can change it. It can all be changed. Everything can be changed. Okay? So just know that you can be free. And free of all pain. So let me, and that doesn't mean, let me be real clear again. So hear me again. Life is pleasant, and sometimes life is unpleasant. And sometimes it's pleasant, and sometimes it's unpleasant. So pain, in essence, in life will arise, right? But whether we suffer from that pain or not is our choice, right? So yes, pain will come up, but there are so many ways for us to move through that to where it doesn't become a suffering. Okay, and that's what I want you all to know, is that no, you don't have to suffer, that there are ways to move back up into, and even in the midst of pain, okay, even in the midst of that suffering, there can be that radical joy. Let me give, and before I won't forget you, Jeanette, I promise, sweetie, I'm going to do a clearing for you and everyone else for pain, but I want you to understand the profoundness of what I'm saying. One of my clients was suffering from last stage pancreatic cancer that got complicated by, oh my gosh, everything. I think you can imagine everything. Heart failure happened. They almost killed her by the wrong saline solution in the hospital. Like, you know, on and on. Kidney troubles came up. I mean, it was everything that could be complicated could be complicated. And she came to see me, and she knew that she was going to make a transition and that she wasn't going to be for long. And I was explaining to her, sweetie, that even here in the midst of this, before you let go, there is a place and a way for you, even in all of the suffering you have, this body pain that you have. She was in such extreme pain. We can bring that up to a place where you can find joy in this moment. And, you know, she wrote me. I mean, I talked to her maybe a week before she passed on. She moved on to the other side, if you will. She transitioned. And then right before she did, her daughter emailed me and said that she was able, her mother was able to find that place of joy, even all the suffering. And she felt that she could express the gratitude to her children. Her children and her had the most amazing, you know, intimate conversations of real joy, even in the midst of all of the pain that she was in. So there was a place where I helped her. Exactly what I'm trying to say for all of you is that there is a place inside where there is a joy that amidst anything, you can still find that, even if you're facing the extreme suffering that she was in. So when I say that pain, yes, pain arises. It's kind of part of life. It's part of being in a body, having a human experience. And it's not necessarily a bad thing to have pain, because sometimes pain, we learn from pain. But it's not something you need to suffer from. And it's not something that you have to feel, I have to have for the rest of my life. Okay? So now, from there, let me do that clearing for pain for everyone. Jeanette, I'm with you, honey. Let's light team. Let's start to flow in. Now let's pull up all of that pain. And let's see if we can turn the corner there for Jeanette, where she can actually start to find a way out of that and out of the suffering that comes with that pain that she is. And see if we can pull some of that pain out. And everyone on the call, anywhere that you have pain, if it's a physical pain, if it's a mental pain, an emotional pain, wherever it is, we're here. Let's pull this up, light team. So we're going to pull all this up and out. Jeanette, you have a lot of stuff happening in your liver, okay? And again, remember, liver is a little bit associated with anger as well. And I'm not sure if you can feel it in your liver, and it doesn't matter if you do or not, but it might be something you might pay attention to or just check out over the next few months or something. It's springtime anyway, maybe doing some eating some healthy veggies or something for your liver. But here we go. So let's just pull all that up and out, 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 yeah, all that pain, like pain. All that up and out, 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 all that up and out. There we go. All that up and out, all that up and out, all that up and out. Yeah, there we go. All that up and out, all that up and out from that right side, light team. Pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. Okay, everyone, that's awesome for your pain. Just let it go. Pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. And move that up into your box furnace above us where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remagnetized. Back to Jeanette, myself, anyone listening on this call live, or anyone that will listen in the future. I hope that helps, Jeanette. Big hugs to you, sweetie.
Thank you. And Kelly writes in, and she's happy to be part of the call, and she expresses some frustration and fear that she's aware is lodged in her power center, third chakra. And it's kind of holding her back.
Okay.
And she's wondering if you can help her to clear it and to help her to step into her power. And, you know, of course, we ask this on behalf of all people listening to the call.
Oh, yeah, we're going to so do it for everyone. But, Jacqueline, would you remind me, one thing that is hard for me sometimes is to catch the name, because I'm listening, I'm checking into the person vibrationally, and I'm tuning in already, and I'm hearing the words, and I don't focus on the name, but I want to make sure that I acknowledge her verbally. Would you remind me of her name
this
again?
This is from Kelly. Kelly.
Kelly. Okay.
K-E-L-L-Y.
Awesome. Okay, Kelly. Hi, Kelly. And I'm already with you, sweetie, and everyone on the call. This is a great question because I think it's an area. This center of self-expression is really where it's kind of like, if you think of it, everyone, it's a place like whenever anything enters where we tend to go, like shut down and like, oh my God, that didn't feel good. I'm going to close down there. So it's actually an area that normally can be associated with fear. And it's, and we can actually get fear, can get trapped there, and we can really get shut down there. So that is such a fantastic question, Kelly. Thank you so much for asking it, because it's going to serve all of us and everyone on the call, because we're going to clear that fear out and really open that up for everybody. And it's a place also where a lot of times there's attachment. Sometimes that, you know, someone is mad at you and they're thinking about you. Well, actually, that's where their energy goes and gets attached. So just know that sometimes you can feel like something pulling there. Sometimes that's just an attachment of somebody that's thinking about you or whatever. So that's also things that can happen there in your center, in that center of self-expression. All right, everyone. So light team, let's come in. This is for Kelly. This is for all of us, myself included. Let's go right to everyone's center of self-expression, light team. Yeah. Wow. They went fast. Now let's start to pull and clear that out. Let's just pull all of that fear out of there. Whew, there we go. Whew, it is strong. Pull all that up and out, all that up and out, and create a space of openness and lightness and joy in that center for everyone. Whew. Pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. There we go. All that up and deep breaths, everyone. Take deep breaths into that center. Pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. There we go. All that up and out, all that up and out. There we go. All that up and out, 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 all that up and out. There we go. All that up and out, all that fear, light team. Pull all that up and out, 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 and move that up into God's furnace above us, where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remagnetized back. To Kelly, myself, anyone listening to the call live, or anyone that will listen in the future. Yeah, deep breath there, everybody. Just take a deep breath. You're welcome.
That felt really powerful and helpful for many people.
Yeah.
So let's take just one more webcast question. And this is from Anita, and she's a neighbor of yours. She's from Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, awesome. Hi, Anita.
And she's asking a question about her relationship with her husband. Apparently it's troubled, and she's having some questions about staying.
Okay.
Can you generally address that question as well as tuning into Anita? Anyone with a major life question like that?
Yeah, I can. I, that one specifically, I would prefer to handle in a individual session. But what I can do is I can look at where the flow is going and kind of see what's happening, where it might be headed. But remember, everything can change, and you can actually change it as well, everyone. So whatever is happening. So first of all, let's just like tune in for relationships for everyone on the call. So, yeah, one thing about relationships. Okay, Anita. Yeah, Anita, and you know, it's actually what I'm seeing in you and your relationship is kind of almost a typical thing that tends to happen is that you and your partner, and I don't know if it's, you know, I'm just going to generally say partner, and that is, you have like taken a little bit more of a lead at this point as far as growth and spiritual. And so when that happens, that tends to create a place of lack of resonance, okay? And you guys are definitely not in a place of resonance. That's very clear. And I know you know that. And that's why you're asking your question, okay? So what I can say to you, and that is because you have taken a lead, okay? And now the thing is about relationships, and this is really important. I want everyone to hear about relationships. It's really important. Please hear this, what I'm about to say. We are usually never in the same place in relationships, okay? So it's either one person has leaped forward, okay, and the other person hasn't joined yet or hasn't really stepped up into that new place or new understanding, or it's the other partner that hasn't stepped up. So this is what happened in two incidences this particular year with my clients, one with a marriage and one in a serious dating situation. I would say not engaged, but almost, right? So here's what happened. In one case, it was the woman that in the relationship that took that leap forward, and then the partner did not. So the male partner did not. And what happened was, is that you have to make a choice now, Anita, and no one really can make that for you. I can kind of see a general flow that where it's heading in the future, but the choice is this. We are usually never in the same place in partnerships. But usually what a partnership is, if it's committed to making that spiritual step forward, that means that you then, as the one who has leaped forward, you have a choice. You can either be frustrated because the lack of resonance, because you guys are definitely not in resonance. It's very clear, sweetie, and I understand how uncomfortable that must be. So, but the choice is, do I reach back and try to help my partner come up? Now, that might not even be consciously, meaning you might not be saying that to your partner, like trying to help and trying to say you need to grow and, you know, here, let me help you, because that might not even be received, okay? So sometimes it's you needing to make a choice. Is this worth it for me to actually support my partner in growth? Because what will happen is if you lift your frequency up and maintain it high, no matter what, not allowing your partner to bring you back into a place of where you're resonating with a lower frequency, or where he is or she is in that place, okay, it is a really important distinction to make that choice that, yes, this relationship is worth it. And in that, there are a lot of things you can do that without even having to say anything, that is maintaining your relationship, your frequency high will start to shift the place, your actual space that you live in. You can actually do frequency things in the place that you live, in your home. You can play high frequency music, start to shift the frequency that will support the raising of the frequency and that leap of your partner. You can also do it by the foods that you choose to help eat. You can also do it. There's something I call a relationship prayer that can be done. There's like many things you can do, but that choice you need to make, Anita. And I think that if I look into would that, if you decided to make that choice, it would be a time and it would be a struggle, but I think your partner would come along if you decide to make that choice. Now, for everyone, let's do, and for Anita, let's do, Light Team, let's flood in now some frequency and pull out anything within anyone on the call that would block relationships flowering for us. How does that sound? I would like that. I'm going to raise my hand for that one. Okay, so let's do that, Light Team. So let's come in now. Let's pull out. Let's flood in the frequency now for everyone of relationships, Light Team. Let's flood in that beautiful high frequency for empowered relationships. And then let us, just flood that in. Now let's pull out anything with anyone on this call listening live or that will listen in the future that is would block flowering in relationships. So pull all that up and out, all this, and especially there, and for Anita, as that's her question as well, pull all that up and out, pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. All that up and out, 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 all that up and out. Whew, strong pull, all that up and out for all of us, Light Team. Thank you. Pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. There we go. All that up and out, all that up and out, and move that up into God's furnace above us, where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remagnetized back to Anita, myself, anyone listening on the call live, or anyone that will listen in the future. Now feels a little bit light. Yeah, a little bit lighter. All right.
And I just want to mention that Kelly wrote back and she said, love you, love you, love you. Thank you. Very powerful.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Kelly.
So let's do this. We're just about at the top of the hour. Can you describe your special offer in case people on this call would like to go deeper with you? And then I'm going to ask you, if you're up for it, if you'll come back and perhaps take a few more questions.
I would love to. I would so love to. I really love my special offers that I'm putting together here, because what I want to do is I'm trying to create a place where everyone that wants to study with me can meet with me over a period of 2-3 months, okay? I love having you guys with me and working with me and interacting with me and in different forums, because I have found that to be the most effective for any kind of change that you're wanting to make in your life. And that's one thing I am, like, seriously intention. I really made this intention with my Light Team and my life, that those people who are really looking to make a change, okay, really ready, that they find me, because that is what I am so dedicated to helping everyone that is really ready make that change. And I found that is the best way for that. One of the best ways is to have, like, lots of interaction with me and with the frequency, not me per se. It's Light Team, basically, and the frequency. So what I created in our packages were the ways for you to actually be engaged with me every day and in a more active, live way over a period of months, okay? So we can have several interactions. So in my package A, if you look down, I don't know if you guys, do you need to announce the place, or is everyone there, do you think?
No, not actually, because okay. For our live shows, it's always youawakening.com/live. And if anyone doesn't know, who's new to You Awakening, this call is going to be, if you think you missed something and you want to hear it again, our replays are effective a few minutes after the call ends.
Yay,
as long as
that's
we have
awesome.
Not had any difficulty in terms of, you know, technology, I clear it for replay within minutes of our call ending. So just go, if you're on the webcast, just go to the special offer and click there.
Perfect.
And if not, we'll describe in a way that you can follow along.
Sure. So my package A, I have two packages. One of them, that package A, is a 30-minute MP3 frequency download about radical joy, just purely living in joy and clearing out anything that would block your joy as well. So know that those two pieces always come together in my frequency, and you can have that immediately. And it's such a profound thing that you can put it on your device, whether it be an iPhone, iPod, or maybe an Android device. It can be loaded up, and you can listen to it on the go. You can listen to it on your computer. I even have my clients play my frequency downloads. You can put it on low volume, but play it in your home and help them raise up the frequency in their home. You can do it when you sleep. You just put it on low so you would barely hear it at all. It's like it barely audible at all. But the fact that it's playing, the frequency is still going to happen. So that's what's really amazing. And I have some lovely testimonials of people that have written back to me and said that they have played, they took my suggestion, they played my downloads even in the living space when they weren't there, when they had left for the day and came back after work or after errands, and they could just feel a complete difference in their home. And then, of course, it's for yourself as well. You can use it as a meditation. You can use it. I like to play it in my car when I'm driving. So you've got all kinds of fun options with that. So you'll be able to.
So it can be used even while driving?
Yes, because what I'm going to, just like I did today in the frequency, I'll just tell you that if you can't do the actual meditation part, you can just listen to it and the frequency will come to you anyway. Then there is a, this one I really am excited about, and this is a two-part teleclass that we're going to do. We're going to do one in July, it's going to start in July, and one in August. And what I'll do is I'll go through like half of the material in the first month and then give some practices for you to practice during that month until the next month. And then, again, we'll finish off the second half with, again, new practices. So when you do those practices over a period of a month, it really starts to create a shift in your neural pathways, in your behaviors, and in yourself. And that title is going to be Hacking the Self and Embracing Radical Joy. So basically what I'm going to do is expand upon some of the things I've even spoken tonight, but expand and give you more ideas of how do I hack inside? How do I get in there into that joy? How do I find that spot that you're talking about? So I'm so excited. I love my teleclasses and know that I love my teleclasses because I always do a frequency in the beginning. And so you're going to have a 20-minute frequency. I just do a general frequency for like 20 minutes, and then we do I usually spend about 35 minutes or so with the material for the first part of the material, and then I have a chance for one or two questions. And if there's like a bunch of questions, what we'll do is we'll carry those over into the next month, and we'll make sure your questions get answered. So and sometimes one time I had so many questions that it was impractical to do because it was just would have taken hours and hours. That I did a special session that I did of my own time, and I recorded and did frequency work for and responded to the questions that you gave, and then I sent that out to everyone. So just know if you have a question, we will get it answered somehow. And so I'm really excited about that. And then I put in there some and I put in some tools in there as bonuses that we've already done. Is one of them is, and so this is where you have an opportunity to be involved with me again over a period of months, like 3 months. So we put in the bonus is a month participation of my frequency circle. So once a month, I do a frequency circle where it is a pure hour of frequency. And you can send in, I don't take it request during the frequency circle, but if you'll send it to me before, give me at least a couple hours before because I need to prepare. But I will, whatever frequency request you have, I will include it in that hour. And then you'll receive a download of that, and you can, again, just listen to that frequency, and we'll have specific things if you request. If not, I'll do general frequency. You'll have yet another frequency tool. And what I love about this would be something that this would be the month of June that you would participate in that, and then you'd meet me in July for the teleclass and then August again for the teleclass. So you would have an opportunity to engage in self-synthesizing and the frequency work over a period of months, which is, in my opinion, where we get the best success in whatever you're looking to receive from it. And then
and if you're listening by phone, I just want to give the dates because the summertime tends to be some vacation time. It's July 15th and August 19th.
And yes, and they'll be live, but they'll also be recorded. So if you happen to miss it, you will be able to get a recording of that as well. So just know that even if you can't make it, you'll get everything. And then we added also another bonus that you can do during the month of June before you meet me in July is another teleclass that I did. That I love when I do teleclasses about my life and about your life team. And so what I did is I went through just some of the, well, there's so many, but I gave, I think, about 10, 12, 15 signs that your light team is with you. So sometimes when we feel like, well, I don't have a light team, I hear people say, or I don't have a light team, and they're not around me, and they're not helping me, and I'm like, huh, maybe, but maybe not. And yes, your light team is always around you. And I start to show you ways that you can see physically and know that your light team is with you. So that is, and there's frequency on both of those classes, and there is, I answer one or two questions in each class. I think one of the classes they go over sometimes 5 or 10 minutes, but they're usually an hour, but sometimes they go a little bit longer because I get really excited in my question answering. I get a lot of detail there. Thank you, Jacqueline. And then Package B is going to be all of that, plus you get a 30-minute session with me. And
I'm just guessing a personal session with you is more than $100.
Yes, it is. It's you're gonna, about what you're paying for that, you would have paid for a private session with me. So you would come out ahead for sure in that one. But and I love my 30-minute sessions because it's amazing what we can do in 30 minutes. I mean, profound what we can do, especially in that, and that's why I think it's been so successful, Jacqueline. It's because just like you have made a beautiful intention for your series about awakening and about, you know, really reaching out and serving people, and look at how it's come true. You have just a wonderful series with wonderful guests on, and then that really end up walking away with some beautiful tools that they've learned. So like that, I have an intention that in that 30 minutes, if that person is really wanting something profound change, that we can affect that in 30 minutes. And I've got a lot of testimonials to support that. So if you're interested, I'd love to work with you.
Perfect. Beautiful. It's a wonderful package. And, you know, I just wanted to tune in. Please forgive me, everyone, if I sometimes sound a little bit distracted. I'm multitasking a little bit here. I'm always trying to stay with the questions so that I can bring them into the show or know what's happening. And I just wanted to say that Kathy wrote in and said that, I won't read you all that she said, but she said thank you from the bottom of her heart for sharing your gifts and presence. And that she really has felt a shift.
Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so happy, Kathy. Oh, big hugs. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for writing back in. That's why I do it. This is why I'm here. Because my heart, that's my greatest life joy, is that I've been given a gift that can support and help everyone be empowered and change and I would say, you know, fly forth and dance forth in life.
Well, and I can testify to your sincerity, because one of the wonderful things of having the role that I have is that, you know, I choose to spend quite a bit of time with our speakers, you know, researching products and what's delivered, but most of all, really getting to know the person and making sure that, you know, the message and the frequency, the essence, is a match for our community. So I know firsthand, Lisa is wonderful, and she is absolutely joyous and committed to making a difference. So, you know, when you see that energy and excitement and enthusiasm flowing, you know, that's because she's right in the zone. She's out there accomplishing her mission, and her mission is to really bring to her gifts and to help.
Aw, thank you.
I guess that was a spontaneous commercial.
I just, I wish I could just wrap you in this hug right now, and so I'm just going to wrap you in a little hug. Thank you so much.
Let's include everybody.
Yeah, I am. Let's do that.
Okay.
Yeah, just wrapping a hug around all of you. Thank you so much. I just, like, really, like she said, you know, Jacqueline said, it's so true what she said, guys, in the beginning. I hope that you heard that when she said, your presence matters. And
it really does. It really does.
It so does. And we're just wrapping
that's the whole reason the show exists.
Yeah.
You know, it's to form community of kindred spirits and to support the awakening process.
Yeah.
So I see three hands at least. I think there's some more waving here. And are you up for taking a few calls?
Sure, I'd love to.
I know with you, I don't really need to ask.
No, you know,
yes,
so
bring it on, bring it on.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a favor. If I call on you, if we can keep it kind of short, you know, limiting to one question, just so that we're able to get to as many people as we possibly can. We'd appreciate that. Okay, so I'm calling on, I believe it's Joanne. Sometimes I get tricked because what shows up on my screen isn't always true. From California, and I'm unmuting you now. Just say hello.
Hi, yeah, it's a trick. The phone company has changed Joanne's name to Rich or Richard. Well, this is something that no one's been able to help me with. And it's 25,000 years, 25,000 hours of meditation and a couple thousand hours of energy work. I'm still highly controlled, and one measurement is I really can almost not cry. And as I start to cry, my muscles tighten up to shut it off. I can get my eyes wet. And this is, you know, any tears of joy, tears of connection, tears of grief, none of those things happen. And it's something I've certainly learned from my family. It's been going on for over 67 years, I imagine.
Okay, Rich, first of all, the first thing that I am tuning into is that you're not fully 100% in your body, okay?
Right, sure.
You're not there. So you're not going to, it's going to be very difficult for you to experience all of those expressions of the body when you're not in the body, okay? And one of which is the tears, okay? So first, what I'd like for to do tonight with you, okay? And you've got this so much fear to go into the body. So when I mention the body now, you've got this all the fear arising right around your center of self-expression. So what we're gonna do, light team, what I would like to help you tonight with, Rich, and then you can take this forth and flower. I am. Okay, so I don't want to go into any kind of thing, but part of the problem it feels like to me is that the meditation that you're doing is carrying you out of your body instead of into your body. So you might want to try for a while something different that you could do in a different form of meditation. Remember, there's infinite ways of meditation. And what I am feeling would be really good for you to you can look up at Google, and I'm going to get to everyone that's on the call. So we're coming, everyone. I haven't forgot you. We're going to do a big grounding for everyone. And we're going to really pull all of us into our body, Rich and you included. I think it might be interesting for you to look up, there's a couple of Qigong postures. One of them is like hold the balloon, okay, or stand like a tree. It's called different names. And literally, you stand in that position as you would sitting in a meditation, but you stand in that, and that creates not only meditation, but it creates a profound grounding effect in your body. Okay, and it builds up your chi, okay, builds up strong chi for you. Because even though you've been meditating, the interesting thing is you're not showing a lot of chi, okay, a lot of vital force in your self-structure. Remember, self-structure is made up of the physical body, vital body, emotional body, and mental body. Okay, so and also I want to acknowledge you, and I just really want to hug you for just a moment, and everyone that's come on the call with a question, and that's really opening themselves up to this moment, and the vulnerability of opening yourself up in public with a question. First of all, the questions are wonderful, and they're so helpful for everyone. So I acknowledge you so much, and thank you, Rich. But now, let's try to bring you back down into your body, okay? So we need you to be really on the planet. We really want you in the body, where you're almost in the body rolling around in the mud of humanity, in the mud of life, right? Not that mud is bad, but it's just part of the frequency of a groundedness is what I'm in evoking with that image. All right. So let's go, light team. So we're going to take Rich and everyone on this call. So we're going to ground. We're going to pull Rich back in his body. Come on, let's come back. And all that fear that Rich has of being really in the body, yeah, all of that fear that's come up, that's probably also related with the tears, light team. Let's pull all that up and out, all that up and out, all that up and out, all that. And for everyone on the call, wherever we have fear, to come in and be really grounded in the body and really the infiniteness being that we are in a body having a human experience. We're going to pull up all that up and out, all that up and out, all that fear of being in the body. Pull all that up and out, all that up and out, whoo, all that up and out, 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 and move that up into God's furnace above us, where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remagnetized. Back to Rich, myself, anyone listening live on this call, or anyone that will listen in the future. Now, second thing I want to do, light team, is I want to take, and let's move Rich and everyone in the call down into the body. So let's come down, yeah, come all the way down, come down into the feet. Really want that infiniteness, that beautiful infiniteness, that infinite beingness of Rich. Let's pull more of Rich's infiniteness, yeah. Let's come in. There we go. Come in, Rich. Come in. It's okay. Come in. There we go. Come in. To the body. That's it. Come in. Everyone on the call, come on in all the way in. Yeah, come all the way in. Awesome. So, Rich, my suggestion is continue in the grounding. try to find some, there's like some amazing exercises. I think really yoga, like that kind of yoga I do, Iyengar yoga, there's some different sorts of movements of the body that can be done meditatively that are very grounding. That I think would serve you for a while. If you just for a time, it doesn't have to be forever, just for a little while, just switch off the meditation you have been doing, create another form of meditation, and then you can go back. But we really need you grounded, because we can't go into all those spaces that you want to go to, that your heart is longing to, unless you're in your body fully, fully having the human experience. I hope that helps, Rich.
Thank you, Lisa Chair.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Lisa, just so that he can, or anyone else who's interested, can look this up, perhaps on the internet, could you spell Iyengar? And
sure.
Could you also spell Qigong?
Yeah, sure. It's
I'll be really impressed if you can.
It's called Iyengar. Iyengar. Iyengar yoga. Why I like that yoga for grounding is because it's long holdings in the posture with a very strong emphasis of mind connecting to the body while you're in the pose. Okay, so it's a beautiful, strong connect. And if you hold the poses longer and longer with the mind focusing on body and all different parts of the body, it creates a very strong grounding effect. And there's other forms of yoga that are beautiful, too. They just have different, they have different strengths. And I think that is one of the strengths of Iyengar yoga. The other exercise is a Qigong, and it's called C-H-I. Okay, G-U-N-G, Qigong exercise, okay? And it's, if you Google Qigong, hold the balloon or stand like a tree, it has different names, you're going to come up with like a lot of different pages on the web that have, and it'll tell you how to do it step by step. And I love this one for grounding. Love, 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 love. I mean, I have used it.
Are you sure?
Oh, my gosh, Jacqueline. I mean, when you practice this, friends, when you do, literally, Jacqueline, because it requires an immense amount of meditative capacity, which Rich probably has. He has probably an amazing strength out there, Rich, because he's done so much meditation, and that is it. It really requires some concentration and it builds that concentration. So in the beginning, you might only start out for a few seconds, 30 seconds maybe a minute, build up to 5 minutes, but it requires concentration, immense amount like meditation. You will feel the chi or the prana or the vital force building in you as you do it, literally. And the other thing about it, it pulls you deep into your body. You feel yourself merging with the earth or the floor that you're standing on, the mat that you're standing on. And it's another benefit that I'll throw in there is as you practice it, because you build up that vital force, it starts working on any kind of physical conditions that you have layer by layer, like an onion. It starts working backwards and helping and sending good vital force to help any of your problems. And they just like physical problems, one by one, you'll see them. I've even done it for a long time one time just because I like to explore things. And so I explored doing it one time. For a while I was doing it for 45 minutes, and I literally felt myself go back over the period of months that I built up to that time through all of the injuries that I had all along the way as a growing being. And I went back to even an injury that I had when I was in second grade with a broken wrist. And one day, all of the vital force just went right to that injury, and it just like was a big burst of frequency and energy for that. So it's pretty powerful tool in many levels. Mm,
that's wonderful to hear. How about another? Yes?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. I see that you've got that energy, that vital force. Okay, so I'm about to unmute Anne. Or at least that's the way it's showing up here, from New York. Anne, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Anna.
Hi, Anna. How can we help you tonight?
Thank you so much. This has been an absolutely magnificent call. So my question is that I would like to clear whatever is preventing me from receiving my financial support.
Awesome question. Thank you. Thank you for asking that. Yeah, that's something that all of us need. Thank you. That's awesome. All right, so light team, so let's do that for Anna and for every one of us on this call. Let's go into the layer, light team. Let's go into that layer. Now, the reason I asked this light team and everyone is that the layer is going to be different for each of us, okay? The layer of where we're stuck financially or where we need help or where the layer that's initiating any kind of financial problems for us in our world, okay? And every one of us will be a different layer. So that's why when I say the layer, that's what I mean, guys, because we're all going to have something different. But light team knows that. And so, light team, let's go into the individual layer of all of these beings on the call and into Anna now, right into the layer that's giving rise to this financial trouble, whether it be in the physical, meaning the physical layer, the vital layer, the emotional layer, or the mental layer, or if there's a pain body in there as well. So, light team, let's go in to that layer that's giving rise for Anna. That's giving rise to all of us. That where is our financial layer being initiated from? Where's the trouble? And let's heal that. So I would like to bring in that beautiful healing energy of Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael. We're going to pull in that beautiful healing, that green healing frequency and blue healing frequency, because we want to go into the layer where everyone on this call individually is having a financial trouble or something that's giving rise to financial struggle. So we're going to go to that layer now, light team, and Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael. That's it right there. Let's go into those layers. Woo, strong. Let's go into those layers and let's clean out those layers. That's it, light team. Woo. Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael, let's clean out these layers for everyone. Woo, there you go, Anna. Just cleaning out that layer. Just cleaning out that layer. Yeah, let's clean out that layer. Woo. Just flow in frequency. For abundance, financial abundance, light team, just flowing in frequency for financial abundance and cleaning out that layer wherever we're stuck, wherever it's giving rise to the financial struggles in each of us. Whew. And then we're going to pull all that up and out. There we go. Oh, no, we're going to pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. All that up and out, 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 and move it up into God's furnace above us where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remagnetized back to Anna, to myself, to anyone listening to this call live or that will listen in the future. Anna, a couple of things that I'm going to give you that the light team gave me for you, and I think it's actually for all of us. I think it's for all of us, really, not just you, but all of us. But in particular, it is for your case, and that is two things for you to really know and begin to hold in your heart, that I am enough and I do deserve.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie. Have a lovely evening. Thank you so much for waiting on the call and being willing to come and share yourself forth for it so all of us can benefit.
Thank you both.
Yes, thank you.
It's been wonderful. Thank you.
Ah, you're welcome.
Okay, take care.
One more?
Awesome. I'm following my beautiful friend, Jacqueline. So I'm with you, Jacqueline. Wherever you want to walk, honey, I'll go with you.
You know, the secret here is both of us are the types that would go all night. We're having fun. So, okay, here's a call from Toronto, and I'm unmuting you right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that me?
Yes.
Yes. How can we help you?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I never thought I was going to get chosen.
Can you tell us your name? Your first name?
Yes. My name is Griselda.
Griselda.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help you?
Yes, sometimes I feel with a lot of energy and there's days that I feel like today very depressed, and I try not to let it bother me, but I think it is deeper than what I think it is, and that I realized because a friend mentioned that to me the other day. And she said that perhaps I am depressed, and I don't know, but I don't know why.
Oh, you know, it's so strange. I think your friend has misread you. Please don't listen to your friend. I don't find you depressed. I don't see depressed at all.
Okay.
You know what? I don't see depression in your field. You know what I see, my friend, though? You actually have a lot of frequency. That is, you're actually making some major frequency shifts going on in you right now. Okay, there's a lot of movement going on. And the problem is that it's almost a frenetic energy in your field, okay? That there's like a, I don't know how to explain it. Oh my God, what I'm seeing. It's almost like you're like making a big shift, and the frequency that's there that's rushing through you, it's like your body has not yet been able to handle all this frequency that's coming in. So it causes almost a little bit of a, like an overload for you, okay? And so then in that overload, it's like coming in, there's all that frequency out there. It's like trying to shift you up, that you shut down because it becomes overwhelmed, and then you shut down. But it's not depression at all, not at all, okay? So let's do this. Let me, and thank you for coming, because this is beautiful. This is a really beautiful thing that actually doesn't come up very, I don't see very often, and that all of us can benefit from. So what I want us to do is, my team, we are going to integrate this frequency that's happening now for Cassandra, is that it is?
No, it's Griselda.
Griselda.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome, Griselda. Okay, like, we're going to integrate all this for Griselda. And we're, whoo, feel that. Whoo, feel all that. And whoo, so strong. Oh my gosh. So strong. So we're going to integrate this for Griselda so her body doesn't go to overload and shut down like this. All right, so let's just integrate this. We actually need to shift her fibers. This is for everybody else on the call, too. So everybody, where we have this sometimes frenetic, where we're making a quick shift of frequency, and the fibers haven't caught up yet. Okay, and there's that in the field, and that causes sometimes a shutdown, which can look maybe to someone else like depression, but no way is it depression. All right, so, yeah, everybody in the call, let's do this for everybody, for Griselda now, like King, let's integrate. So we need to shift her fibers. We need to create a little bit more health and capacity in her fibers. That's why I always recommend you do some kind of body practice, like a yoga, because it'll help you be able to handle more consciousness in your body as we begin to raise our frequency and begin to hold more and more of our infiniteness in our body. That's consciousness. And so we need to have the fibers conditioned for that. And your fibers aren't conditioned. Whew. So light team, let's go in and condition all of the beings, the fibers of all of the beings on this call. Yep, Griselda, there we go. Go. Let's start to condition her fibers. Yep, that's it. Condition her fibers, light team. And so that now let's start to integrate all of those frequencies within her. Whew.
Yeah, and everyone on this call and everyone are going to integrate those frequencies within you all, within Griselda and with everyone on this call. That's it, Leigh Team. Integrate those frequencies now. Begin to expand the capacity of her fibers to handle this more consciousness that's trying to occur and her shift in her frequency level. Yeah, let's go ahead. There we go. Let's go ahead. There we go. There we go. Let's integrate her system, everyone's system. Let's integrate their system so that there is a fibers can handle that frequency. The fibers can handle all of that, and let's soothe that now. Let's soothe that and integrate that frequency within Griselda and everyone on this call. So now, my team, I want to start to flow now, soothing frequency. So we're going to soothe Griselda's neurological system. We're going to coat the nerve endings and soothe the neurological system. And this will actually help you too, Rich, if you're still listening. I hope you are. So you can get this and remember it again. So you can receive that. Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Just letting those neurological system, the nerve endings be coated. So we're going to coat all those nerve endings, soothe, like team, for everyone on the call, soothing their neurological systems, soothing the nerve endings. So we're going to, they become frayed. So we're going to soothe and coat the nerve endings. Soothe the neurological system, create expansion in the fibers to handle this greater consciousness, yeah, and create a place of integration so that then there's no overwhelm and no need to shut down. So the body can open back up and the mind and the body can open back up to yes, to the flow of life. Whew, there we go. Open that. There we go. Whew, pull all that up and out now. Everything that's not serving that now, Leigh Team, for all of the people on the call, for Griselda, so pull all this up and out, 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 all this up and out. All this up and out, all this up and out, all this up and out, all this up and out. There you go. Whoop, pull that up and out, all that up and out. Whoop, pull all that up and out, 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 all that up and out. Whoop, all that up and out, 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 and move that up into God's furnace above us, where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings, that cannot be remagnetized back to Griselda, myself, or anyone listening to the call live, or anyone that will listen to the replay.
Thank you.
Can you feel that?
Yes, I could feel heat in my body, and I felt my body moving back and forth.
Good. So keep listening. Go, come listen to the replay and go through it again and again. Okay, it'll continue to help you.
And would that help to clear up my life, because I am in a process of finding out what I really want to do?
Oh, yes. When you get back connected with you, so many things will become clear, my sweet friend.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Griselda.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I felt that one, too.
Yeah, awesome.
So, Griselda, that was a... I think that they were probably helped many people. There are a lot of light workers in our audience, and so many frequencies coming in now. I think you did us a big service.
Totally did.
Are we at a good completion point, or can we stretch just a little bit for a regular listener?
Yes.
Okay. Melanie, we're unmuting you.
Thank you. Melanie? That is incredibly
Hey there.
Hi, Melanie. How can we help you?
Hi, honey. This has been so wonderful, and you tended to so many things that I needed. I'm so grateful for that. I have to tell you, I really identify with the very first question that was asked, feeling like you just done everything and nothing, and things just get worse, you know, and become a bigger mess and go more chaotic and become more Twilight Zone-esque, if you will, to where you just don't even want to deal with it anymore. So that work was very helpful for me, too, because I've been having that same experience.
I'm so glad.
I know. I'm really curious about, I think we do all this work and we clear all this stuff consciously, but what I've become very discouraged about is it seems like whatever those subconscious things are that, you know, I for the longest time didn't know I had until something changed my life and they popped up when they got a chance. And it's like they rule my universe no matter what I do to clear them, and it's very discouraging because it's like, well, if you guys are in charge, whatever, whoever's holding on to these beliefs, and you know, I've got a whatever, if we've all got our little aspects inside. I just don't know what to do anymore because things will not change. They actually, the more I work on making them better, the worse they get.
Okay, so let me ask you this, Melanie, okay? I want you, because you've come to me with a big circle of things, okay? And I want you to help me narrow down for you so that we can really come to one thing. What is the one thing that right now we can handle right now? What is the one thing? I want you to name it. I think you have already named it, but I'm just for everybody, because you came up with so many beautiful things in a circle there. But I want to make sure that we're going to bring it down to one thing.
You know what I would say is it seems to be, and I'm not sure which one's the deepest core belief. There's one that I never get what I want. I found that. I dug that up. And there's one that says nothing works. Nothing works for me. And
okay.
And it could be as simple as walking the dog and chaos happening. It's not just big deals. It's anything little. So
kind of like my Wednesday.
Girlfriend, you know what? That's a regular day for me. I swear when I was listening to you, I went, that's a regular day for me. Oh, my God. And I used to be able to stay happy in the midst of that, and I'm just so overwhelmed with it because it's relentless that I've lost my happy in the middle of it.
Okay, so you said two words. Let's focus on that one. The last two words you said, nothing works, is that the one that you said?
Yeah.
The belief. Okay, let's do it. Let's do that one. All right, everyone.
Let's go for it.
Let's do it. Let's work on this one, because this one is something that I think, Melanie, if it isn't right now that you're experiencing it, it's something that comes up for everyone at some point in our life. Okay, because I know I've been there. Okay, now the first thing, and Melanie, are you okay with me telling the truth if it's not always fun to hear?
Absolutely.
Okay, that belief or that feeling that nothing works comes out of a place of victimhood, which is out of the place of a stage of consciousness. There's four stages of consciousness. The first one is to me. The second one is by me. The third stage of consciousness is with me, okay? And with me means co-creating with divine. And then fourth stage of consciousness is through me, where you begin to understand that, like, divine is creating upon creation. So divine is creating upon you. Divine is creating with us, creating us, divine, dancing as, this is the way I like to say it, divine is dancing as us. Okay, but if we get trapped in that first stage of consciousness, which is to me, okay, and we, feel the fear coming up as I'm saying that, sweetie, feel that, a lot of charge around that. So if we get stuck in that, which is the nothing works, that it's all happening to me and it's, you know, there's nothing I can do, right? Then it's real hard. That is the hardest move to make from to me up into by me, where we start to, like what I was describing about how we can hold something in our field different, and the brain through selective perception really shifts reality by that. So let's do that. That's thank you so much for your question and for honing into this one thing, because what it's going to do for all of us, because this is a tough one. Melanie, it's a tough one. It's something that I worked on probably 15 years of active work to, like, really be able to pull out of that. So it's not, and I would get out of it, and I would slip back down, and I would get out of it, and I'd slip back down. It was just, like, really an ongoing thing. It was the ongoing theme for 15 years that I'd never gave up. Right, and I eventually could pull out of it. So let's give you some help and everyone some help tonight to really dislodge completely. Turn the corner for Melanie now. Turn the corner for all of us, Light Team, on this particular theme of, and that's really charged in Melanie's field right now, and it's charged in there with a lot of fear of nothing works, and I'm in this place of it's all to me, happening to me. So let's shift that for Melanie. Light Team, like, serious, like, we've got a few minutes here. We're not just messing around. For Melanie, for everyone on the call, we've got a few minutes. Let's make those people that have chosen to tune in, let's really shift this for everyone once and for all now, Light Team. Whatever needs to happen, and even if it doesn't happen in these 2 minutes, but it needs to continue working for 2 days, 2 hours, 2 weeks, whatever, let's bring this to completion in everyone on this call tonight, Light Team. Big order, I know, but let's do it, because this is a tough one for people to pull that and to make that move from to me up into by me. All right. So, Light Team, whew, first of all, we got to go in and pull out the fear and the charge around this belief within Melanie and everyone on the call of nothing works. So, we're going to pull all that up and out, 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 there we go. All that up and out, 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 there we go. All that up and out, 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 Light Team, all that up and out, all that up and all that up and out, 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 and move that up into God's furnace above us, where it can be burned up in a high consciousness frequency that serves all beings, so it cannot be remagnetized back to Melanie, myself, anyone listening to this call live, or anyone in the future. So pulling that charge out, it's a little bit lighter. Now, from here, Light Team, we're going to flood in the frequency that's needed. We're going to give a huge boost here so that we don't cause harm or overload to the fibers again or to the cell structure, but we're going to flood in a boost for Melanie now and for everyone listening on the call to really help once and for all turn the corner for Melanie now, Light Team. We're going to turn the corner on this issue of this to me and this idea that nothing works. We're going to turn the corner. And for that first caller, I don't remember her beautiful name, but that asked the question, again, we're going to, for you, you're there, wherever you are, sweetie, I'm thinking of you too. And for everyone on this call, we're turning the corner once and for all. Yeah, turning the corner on this issue. So flooding in that frequency, Light Team. High frequency, that's it. Just flood that in now. Whew. Flood that in like a wave to turn the corner. Yeah, flood that in, Light Team, like a wave, wherever it needs to go, to whatever layer that is stuck in. We're just going to flood that in, Light Team. Flood that in that high frequency like a wave. Whew. Just washing that in, washing that in, washing that in. Whew. That's it, to turn the corner and give all that help that's needed. That's it. Now we're just going to one more time pull all that up and out, all that up and out, all anything that's not allowing, that's not resonant with that, that would not allow it, that would create a block anywhere for anyone on this call, Melanie included. Pull all this up and out, 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 all that up and out, all that up and out, that's it. All that up and out, 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 and move that up into God's furnace of others, where it can be burned up into high consciousness frequency that serves all beings that cannot be remembered back to Melanie. Whew, Melanie, so keep listening to this replay, all right? Because it's a big one for you, but it's going to really serve you so much. So keep listening, all right, sweetie?
Thank you so much. And I also want to honor you for being honest about your own adventure with it, because, you know, I figure if something doesn't clear the first couple of times I try it, then I'm doing something wrong. And she just said you, because it's the same thing as you were, you know, it's in and it's out. It's there and then it's not. And it comes back again. So thank you for saying that, you know, that you dealt with it for 15 years. Okay, then I don't feel as bad now. Thank you so much.
Awesome, sister. Don't give up, sister. Stay strong, because it changes. It does.
Okay. Thank you so much. And beloved Jacqueline, thank you so much for remembering me. I'm so grateful to you. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Melanie. We always love to have you with us. Thank you.
Oh, namaste.
Lisa.
Jacqueline.
we're gonna forget. We're going into one of our girlfriend conversations here. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You've given
us. You are
us,
so welcome.
Yeah, I'm kind of speechless. Probably not a good trait for a host, but hey. what do I want to say? I'm just feeling flooded myself, and the fiber one was really important for me, and I think I'm still kind of processing that, so maybe I'm not at my most articulate state, but I'm real clear that I really appreciate your love, your essence, your purity, your drive to serve, you know, all that you've been through on your personal journey. You know, we've shared quite a lot of that. You know, you're a bright light.
Oh, thank you, honey. Well, so are you. Believe me, I'm here, and I'm very clear who I spend time with. And I'm so honored to spend time with you and everyone on this call. I'm so honored, so honored.
Well, we'd love to have you with us, and you're always welcome back. So... and anyone listening, you know, if you feel like you've benefited, you know, please send some nice love and appreciation and gratitude energy. We were talking about that earlier today, weren't we? So, yes, Lisa, thank you, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Join us anytime. You're welcome to be a member of this community, a pillar of this community. You have so much to offer, and you've been so generous with us.
Oh, I love you, and I'm so a part of this community. I feel very held and at home.
Thank you. Thank you. And anybody who's been listening tonight, know that you can still use your webcast page to send in any feedback. Lisa particularly loves to get feedback. If this has been helpful, even if you still have some questions, even if your experience was a little disappointing, we'd love to hear from you. So know that even though we're about to say goodbye, or at least goodnight, that your webcast page still works. We'll still get your comments, and I'm happy to pass them along to Lisa.
Oh, thank you for doing that, Jacqueline. That really is very deeply appreciated by me. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome. You are welcome. So, everyone, good night, and until the next time. Thank you, Lisa.
Bye. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.